Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Primary day in the city was a good day for Mayor Mamdani.
A huge night for Zohram Mamdani. All three of the candidates he endorsed winning their primary races, including Claire Valdez, Democratic Socialist, defeating Antonio Reynoso to get the primary win in the seat vacated by Nydia Velasquez.
This movement is durable, and that it will not stop until working people are no longer asked to just build the table, but will run the table.
And after five terms in Congress, it's over for Adriano Espaillat, defeated in a close race by Darielisa Avila Chevalier. And boosted by support from Mamdani, Brad Lander trouncing Congressman Dan Goldman.
You need a team when you're up against bullies and billionaires. And that's what I intend to do.
If elected in November, Lander promising to work to abolish ICE and fight what he calls Trump fascism. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Another closely watched race, the one to succeed, the retiring Jerry Nadler representing New York 12. Michael Lasher, the projected victor, high up on his agenda.
We can take on the madman in the White House, hold him and his whole corrupt cabal accountable, and take our country back.
Beyond that,
just as important, show that Democrats in Congress have bold new ideas to improve the lives of struggling Americans and then deliver on them.
Lasher beat out a crowded field that also included Assemblymember Alex Boris, Kennedy grandson Jack Schlossberg, and lawyer George Conway. More speed cams are being installed in the city. This is starting next Monday at active construction zones on MTA bridges and tunnels. It's part of New York's automated work zone speed enforcement program and has the goal of protecting construction crews. Drivers caught going more than 10 miles per hour over the speed limit will get a warning first, with subsequent fines between $50 and $100. Have you had it waiting for the QM24, 25, and 34 buses? Well, your city council representative is with you.
Overcrowded buses and people having to wait for a second or even a third bus. That's what Councilmember Phil Wong is hearing from people who take the QM25 and QM34 since the Queens bus network was redesigned.
The data should show by now that they need to add more buses.
That's what he thought the MTA would do after he first complained over the winter.
We watched so many people standing in the cold waiting for the next bus, and they were frustrated because when the bus arrives, we have no room to sit.
Now he's asking the MTA for ridership data and overcrowding reports.
They pay so much, the services got worse.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
In a statement, the MTA said it hears the council members' concerns and is actively accessing these routes. There has been another subway shoving. That happened just before 1:30 in the morning of June 2nd when some man pushed a 65-year-old man off a northbound 1 train and onto the platform at 28th Street. The victim hit his head and suffered multiple facial fractures. Separately, the NYPD is looking for the man who assaulted a 62-year-old woman. That was with an umbrella at the West 4th Street stop. You can see photos of both suspects on the Crime Stoppers X page. Emotions ran high Tuesday in Suffolk County Court. That's where three Bayport women were formally charged in the death of a child.
I can't believe that anybody in their right mind would do something like that.
Family and friends of 7-year-old Jordan Duncan cried as they packed the courtroom. In fact, there were so many supporters, some had to remain outside in the hallway.
Heartbreaking, monstrous.
They screamed as they left, saying they do not understand how three generations of women could be accused of torturing the little girl in their custody until she died.
To miss that many days of school and no one calls CPS.
And outside the courthouse, the supporters, most wearing Jordan's favorite color pink, began fighting.
What happened out here was something stupid.
No one was injured. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
A registered sex offender accused of using free tattoos to lure underage girls to his home in the Bronx and then drug and assault them. Prosecutors say 36-year-old Andrew Wilkinson used social media for this and even sent one girl more than 800 messages to get her to come over. Wilkinson, who was previously convicted of rape, is now looking at a list of new charges and could face 20 years in federal prison if convicted. A not guilty plea from a city cop accused of intentionally pointing his gun at a colleague at police headquarters.
A flat-out lie is how attorney Robert Gottlieb describes the case against his client, Officer Quilvio Espinal.
Absurd, ridiculous,
and should never have seen the light of day in a courtroom.
Authorities say Espinal pointed his gun at the woman and then put it in another colleague's desk. Gottlieb says that second colleague saw what actually happened.
The DA knew, and what she heard is that Mr. Espinal doing nothing else other than saying, ha ha, laughing.
Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg says nobody should have to experience the kind of menacing and dangerous behavior alleged in this troubling incident. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The suspect in a deadly shooting last month in Jersey City has been arrested in New York City. The NYPD picked up 18-year-old Trishawn Daniels last Saturday on an unrelated charge in the Bronx. He's accused of gunning down 53-year-old Luis Quintero and 52-year-old Kenneth Darby on May 18th at a home on Old Bergen Road. Both died. Daniels, who's awaiting extradition to New Jersey, is now charged with first-degree murder and other counts. Two alleged accomplices are looking at attempted murder, assault, and making terroristic threats. A new trend for World Cup fans, soccer-themed hair.
Tell them you want it messy style and hold the mess. That's what you'll get here at Cafe Mello, where they're giving out free World Cup cuts. And StubHub's putting it together.
We're meeting the fans where they are. Like, we want them to show up. We have some games on. We have video games for people to play while they're waiting.
That's Jessica Gonzalez, head of consumer comms for StubHub. She says thanks to the cup,
we've actually seen this be the most international event on StubHub ever.
So they called up celebrity barber Denny Moe to collab.
I think it's great. The World Cup come to Harlem.
And he brought his A-team of barbers like Key.
I enjoy giving out to my community, so I love y'all guys.
It was so fun, I almost left with a mohawk. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Cafe Mello.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.